Rivers of Damascus is better than all the waters of Israel. May not I want his veil to be clean. So he turned one way and raised. And I said, now he wants me to go talk to that bloody river. And I don't want to do it. He didn't even come out. Put his hand over me and called from his God to heal him. He told me to go back in muddy creek seven times. And his servant came near and spake unto him and said, my father, if the prophet had bid thee do some great thing, wouldst thou not have done it? How much rather than what he said to thee, watch and be clean. And then he went down and dipped himself seven times in the Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God. His flesh came again, life into the flesh of the little child. He was grateful now. He seen that God really always accept what man can do. When he finally turned around and followed God and what God wanted, he was clean. He returned to the man of God, he had all his company and came and said to him. And he said, behold, now I know that there is no God in all the earth but in Israel. Now therefore I pray thee, take the blessings of that person. He tried to give life, credit. Another place in the Bible, in Exodus, the 12th chapter. Verse 3. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of the month, they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for a house. Now listen to the house. Moses had went to Israel to deliver God's people. He went with a plan in mind. The way to get his people out, God's plan, not man. They were many people, many generations. They could have, I believe, come up all together and force the way out. But God has a plan. They have a number to give. And if the household be too little for a lamb, let him and his neighbor next to his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his needs shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blame, the male of the first year. And ye shall take it out from the sheep or from the goat. And ye shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. This is a child who cried by the cross. They killed this child. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on two side posts and on the upper posts of the doorhouses where they shall, wherein they shall keep. Now God had another plan of getting his people through this house. But as they know, Jacob was to pass over Israel, or Egypt, and kill all the firstborn born of that land. He said, now you take the land and you kill it. And he keeps. You separate it. You take the blood of that land and you put on the side post on the top. You do this the way I tell you to do it, and you will not die. They shall eat the flesh in that night and roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs shall they eat it. Eat not of it raw or cotton at all with water, but roast it with fire, his head with a blaze and with a tempest thereof. And ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning. And that which remaineth of it, until the morning ye shall burn with fire. And thus shall ye eat of it, with your loins girded, and your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, ye shall eat it and take. It is the Lord's Passover. God went out into great detail how these people were to be saved. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man token upon the house where you are. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you from my smite the land of Egypt. God made a plan for us, an explicit plan. He laid out his plan. Maybe he went to dip in the river. He feed a dip 6 times, he would have been clean. He feed a dip 8 times, he would have been clean. He feed a dip in one of these rivers after he got home, he would have been clean. He had to follow God's plan.
Amen.
The children of Israel had an explicit plan laid out. They had to follow this plan to be saved. They might live and come out of that land. In Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, God has a plan for Satan in this world. He goes on to say here, who hath believed our report, and to whom his arm the Lord revealed? Christ, so that arm will be. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and root out of dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we shall desire him. Christ was clean. Yet he was a savior of this world. He come here to do something for you, me, every man and woman, every man. Before Christ died, they looked forward to cross the house. After we died on that cross, and God promised Savior of this world in Genesis 3:15. He said, I will take in the seed, me, your seed, and his seed. They shall bruise the enemy of the man, you shall bruise the head. He is despised and rejected of man, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him. He goes on to say, in verse 7, he was oppressed, he was afflicted. Yet he opened not his mouth, he was brought as a lamb to the slaughter. As a sheep before his shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. It depicted Christ to see that Passover lamb. He would be the real Passover lamb. The real. This is the Passover land that this is traveled by Christ. He was appointed Israel, the people of the world, for coming Christ. He was taken from prison and from judgment. He shall declare his generation. For he was cut off out of the land of the living. He was killed, crucified. For the transgressions of my people, was he perfect? He made his grave with the wicked, with the rich, and he said, because he had done no violence, neither was there any deceit in his life. Christ lived in his life. And we might have life through him. As that lamb was without blemish and spot, so was Christ. You know, the end of sin is death. But Christ was there not. Because he did not. Yet he laid down his life and you healed. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him, and he hath come him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. He shall see his seed, and he shall perform his things and pleasure of the Lord and prosper in his hand. He shall see the trouble of his soul and be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many. For he shall bear their iniquity. He has no iniquity of his own, but your iniquity is mine. My sin is yours. That Christ died for us. He didn't have to die for his own, because he didn't have to. Therefore, if I divide him in portion with the great, and he shall divide the soul with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death. He was numbered with the Frank Fraser from New Paris in Cincinnati and made intercessions for the transgressors. He died on the cross of Jesus. He died on the cross of Jesus. You'll see them die in sin. We believe that we shall also live with Him. Knowing that Christ being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over us. Christ died once. Once. That's all He's ever going to die. He died for you, man. He takes the death for mankind. God. For in that He died unto sin once, but in that He liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourself to be dead and be alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither few of ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin. But you of yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. Now the law never saved anybody. Like I said a while ago, God has a plan of salvation. Man tried to conjure up another one. Paul's day, Peter's day, John's day, and said, well, you're saved by grace, and you're going to have to keep the law and say that.
Christ wouldn't have died. Why should he have to come about the cross? If he had to keep himself safe. Why would the Son of God have to take death for you? If he could have said, well, once you're saved, then you got to keep it. Why should he have to die? What then shall we sin because we are not under the law but under grace? God forbid. You know what a child of God said? He was chastised. Because before he was a child of God, God didn't have the authority to chastise him because he wasn't his son. When a man is born again, he becomes the Son of God. Through Jesus Christ, he's born in the flesh. Just like you with your children when they do wrong. Your father will whip you some way. A lot of ways instead of back door. Know ye not that to whom he yields yourself servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom he obeys, whether in sin unto death or in obedience unto righteousness. Verse 22. Now being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and again everlasting. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You know, when he was born the first time, he was born to die. When he was born the second time, he was born to live for eternity. God's Son, Jesus, has everlasting life. Romans 10th chapter, verse 3. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. Paul called them to be faithful. They thought they had to keep the law, he said, or thought they could save themselves through keeping the law. You can't save yourself, right? There's no way they can save themselves. You know, I went to church when I was about 11, 12, 13 years old. So-called church. They tell me to go down to the altar and pray. I wanted to be saved. I was under conviction. I went down and I prayed. But that didn't tell me what to do. They had lost the plan of salvation. They forgot what it was. They wanted grace, emotional experience. They said, go down there and God will come to you today. They prayed. God doesn't come to man. He sent his son. Then you use his son to come to God. Because God and man come to man. You have to use his son. Well, they being near to God's life and going about to establish their own life, we have many people today. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believes. For Moses described righteousness, which is the law, that man which doth these things shall live by it. But the righteousness is of faith, speaks on this wise. Say not in thy heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above. Now no man can go above and grab Christ and say, Christ is going to come down here and die for me. God's in his heart. Or who shall ascend to the deep, that is to bring Christ again from the dead? But what says he? The word is nigh to thee. The word of God, Christ. Why is nigh to thee? It's nigh to thee. You heard the word of God. It touches your heart, you can hear. God right here has a plan of salvation. And there's no other under heaven. That is the word of faith which we preach. That's Paul preaching. The same word we preach today. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You know, that sounds awful simple. But you know, people complicate it. They can't quite understand what you have to do with it. But you know, it's so easy. The woman here in this congregation told me, I think all I did was just go ahead. That's all. Trust God with all your heart, with your salvation. That's it. God is the one who does it. He sent his son for you. All you have to do is trust him with all your heart. Just depend on him. Christ is your Savior. Nothing that you can do. And depend on him to lead you in life. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed of him. You believe on the Son of God, some man who says, you know, the world is coming to an end, like somebody got it for the knock on the door on Saturday. You can say, yeah, just like the Lord said. And you can ask him, you say, and the man, well, I don't know what I did. You say, I'm saved. I know where I'm going. You think you need to know where you're going? For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all that call upon him. In other words, the Jew, not there at one time, don't want that God comes to criticize the whole world. Didn't make any difference to you. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever. That means everybody. That will leave out anyone. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's a direct and that's a plain statement. I've heard people say, well, I don't think the Lord gives it to me anymore. I've been a sinner too long. I just done too much, he said. I've lived a long, sinful life. But you know, the Lord Jesus died for me, just like he did with me. When a person comes to the age of accountability, whatever that is in life, it's different. When that child first comes to know that he's a sinner and realizes that God has a plan of salvation for him, and he finds out what that plan is through his son, comes to God, believes him, and refuses to do it. Not like I stood 25 years ago and I was sinning all I wanted to do. I let God, the Lord died for me. All of us. Disappear. The Bible says that further from east to west, there are the bottom of the deepest sea. The Lord put them in a the bag and told them up to go. Hebrews, the second judge if you're saved, so we're going to judge. spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression of disobedience received a just recompense of reward. How shall we accept if we escape if we neglect the great salvation? With this verse began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard it. No, God had it written down that Christ died on the cross for us, for the gospel, not for Matthew, Mark, and John. That we might know that we have a Christ life through man, that Christ, that God sent Christ to come. Through his heart, all we have come to know. God laid out a plan of salvation for me. He laid out a plan of cleansing for his name. He wanted to dip seven times in the river. He was cleansed. The children of Israel were saved by the passing, but they had to fall, God's plan. You have eternal life, but this son has had to fall, God's plan. Not one that some man made up for you or that. One that God ordained. Had it written down how to be saved.